This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You know, tomorrow is Mother's Day.
Yes.
And, everybody's getting ready for that. So that's one thing to keep in mind today.
Yes.
That's a big day. That's a milestone.
It is. You do not want to miss Mother's Day. That is a big deal.
No, you miss that, and I mean, you better just keep on going. Just leave town and do not leave a forwarding address.
Get you a one-way ticket.
I was just thinking this morning, you know, we've got so much construction in Texas right now, all over the state, and I found some really, really funny road signs.
Really?
And so I'm going to tell you about them. One says, road closed to your normal way of life.
That's cute.
Ignore GPS, follow road work signs.
Yeah.
And this is one of the best ones. Danger ahead. Fasten seat belts and remove dentures. So that's going to be a rocky road. And one of my favorites was road construction next 15 years.
That's true, too.
Yeah. And, one of this is really a cute one about his dad. He said, careful, work ahead. My father works here. And so, you know, that's a screwy one, yeah. Yeah. He said, please slow down. My dad works here. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it says, I'd turn back if I was you.
Find another way.
Yeah. And said, my road to success is under construction.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they have all kinds of signs that are just, Animal Crossing. It shows a camel, a bear, an ostrich, all kinds of funny things. And says road closed. And here's one of your best ones. There's a sign that has four up above it. Then it says unsuitable for motor vehicles.
Some people are very creative. They're very clever that way.
You know, whoever thought these up is pretty dadgum funny.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. And please do not use elevator. Then right under it says use elevator. And this is my last one. Road closed, so you're excused from work today.
I need that one.
Yeah, you're excused from work today. And then the other one, and you can't see it from here, it's called the 20 most confusing road signs ever. It's got the left, do not turn left. Do not turn right. Do not go straight. Do not go back. And you don't know what to do. You know, it's impossible. Impossible.
Yeah. You have to stay right where you are. You have to stand still.
That's right. You can't do anything. And it says, do not read under penalty of law. Do not read.
That's funny.
I mean, these are pretty funny. I found this week and I was laughing. I said, this will give us a chuckle to start the day.
Yeah, well, wow. That's clever. That's really cute. I like when people come up with interesting, fun stuff like that.
Yeah, and this is my last one. Caution, road construction to start next 400 miles. Wouldn't that do it? You're just getting on the road and it says next 400 miles.
That about sums it up, too. It seems like half the time you're on the road, that's what it is.
Yeah, and they say more people actually are killed if they work for the highway department and the guy out there with the flag. That there's so many people, they don't even see them. They just run over them.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, they say over the years, they don't even want to insure those guys on the highway that do that. It's the most dangerous job in America.
Really?
Because people don't even see them. I mean, they're waving the flag, slow down. And people don't even see them. They run right over them.
Yeah, and they've got the reflective thing, and they're standing up. They've got usually a bright helmet, and they're waving the flag.
They do. They've got orange on all the way. And they say people do not see them, and they run over them.
Wow. That's because they're doing other things.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. I think people are. You know, one time I was driving down the freeway, and this guy was reading a book while he was trying to drive.
No, really?
Yes, I swear to you, yes.
Wow.
And I bet he hit somebody before it was over with.
I bet he did.
Because you can't even hardly look off, and it's dangerous to be looking off the road even.
Yeah.
And to do something like that's really bad. But I thought how funny that was to start our day.
I've seen people shave or put on makeup while they're driving.
The makeup I have seen. I've seen that. I know about that one, yes.
Wow. People do all kinds of crazy things. Yeah, but that's funny.
I do.
That's funny stuff.
Yeah. It's a funny world. We need a little bit of laughter.
Yeah, we
do.
We need more celebrations and more fun stuff.
That's right. Life is too serious. That's what's wrong with us.
That's the truth.
Life is serious, and we take ourselves way too serious in life.
We really
do. You've got to have a little bit of laughter. You know, if you don't have a little laughter along the way, there's something wrong.
Yeah, we got too serious.
And I know people... Yeah, I know people that I don't believe I've ever seen them smile. And then I have a lot of friends that they're always smiling. You know, and everybody used to tell me, always have a little smile. They'll wonder what you've been up to. They'll wonder what you know, you know? Yeah, they'll wonder what you know that they don't know.
Yeah. So tomorrow is Mother's Day.
I have big plans. We're going to the country club. I'm taking 10 people.
Good. Wow. Goodness gracious.
I mean, that kind of startled you. No, I want everybody to come. It's Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate. And, it's a once-a-year deal. We always take pictures. We go by the pool and take pictures. We take pictures at the entrance. We do all kinds of things on Mother's Day. And the only thing you have to watch is make sure it's not the same suit you wore the year before.
Oh, yeah.
Has you thought about that?
Oh, no.
You know, women especially, you know, if you've got on the same suit year after year, people do notice it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. So if you...
And, you got to be sure it's a different suit every Mother's Day. And I've went back and looked, and a few times I was guilty of wearing the same thing.
Uh-oh.
So we want to be sure we have something different on Mother's Day.
Boy.
You know, we want to look crisp and fresh.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
So you better go.
That's hard to do, crisp and fresh.
One or the other, you're fine. But you get both, and now you're in different territory. Yeah, so you better go back
and
look.
Different territory.
You have a few hours left.
I'm going to. Yeah, because we want to be different. You know, the grandchildren growing up, we don't want them to say, well, you know, she wore the same thing year after year. They'll think I don't have but one suit, you know?
And people notice those things. Don't be surprised.
They do notice. You know, it's just like when you go to church. What did I wear last Sunday, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to wear the same thing. Or if you're going out for dinner. You know, you want to be sure it's not something you wore last Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know? And not the same tie every Sunday or the same suit for men. You know, you've got to have a little initiative.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to look your best. You know, when you go out with your wife, it's up to you to, you know, make sure you've got the right tie, right shirt on.
Yeah.
And on Mother's Day especially, everybody needs to look their best because picture day is there. So The little boys will have on their nice suits. They'll have on their nice shirts and ties. Everybody will be dressed appropriately for pictures.
Well, good. It sounds like tomorrow is going to be a good time, and everybody's kind of already planning and making sure. And your weather's going to be good. I assume you're going to be hot too, right? I assume?
It's supposed to be really hot tomorrow. I don't know. They said 101. Now, I can't believe that because all week it's been cold. I mean, some days it was 53. It's been warming up, but it has not been, and we've had rain every 2 days this week. As you walk through the grass, you're sloshing. Ugh. It's that wet. Yes, it's very wet. So I don't think anybody's mowing. I'm hoping that it's not raining on Mother's Day. I hope it's a beautiful sunny day where we can take lots of pictures.
Yeah.
And have a lot of fun together. And, everybody, I think, is anticipating the best ever Mother's Day because everything's open now. You can go out. The flowers are just going everywhere. You know, we belong to 1-800-Flowers, and they're selling millions and millions of roses. It's just, you won't even believe how many roses have went out. And then your local people are selling flowers. And if you haven't got your flowers, you can always go to the grocery store. They still have flowers. So you can run there, get your flowers, have them ready. Hopefully everybody's ordered flowers already. They've already got them. They've got a gift for Mom. They're going to spend the day with their mother. You know, I've talked to a lot of mothers, and I say, what is the number one gift you want? They say, to have my children with me on Mother's Day. Nothing
really?
Else. She said, if we don't even get a gift, we don't care. We just want our children with us and our grandchildren.
Wow.
But you know they're going to get a nice gift. Everybody's going to bring a gift. Everybody's going to give them something really nice. Children may bring handmade gifts. You never know. But there'll be some nice cards. And there'll be some wonderful Mother's Day gifts. I went on the internet this week and was looking at all the gifts for mothers. And they're so far out this year, I didn't even make a list like I usually do. I mean, they were far out, let me tell you. Things we've never even heard about. I mean, every kind of machine for your face in the world. I mean, they were touting all this stuff for your face, for your skin. It was all electronics for your face, your skin, and my suggestion is the spa. The spa is always a wonderful deal for mothers. They love a day at the spa. And I ask them what the number two deal is.
What'd they say?
No dishes all day. Staying in bed till 10 o'clock. Staying in bed till 10. They love that. Everybody not opening the door. Let them just stay in there by themselves and sleep.
Yes. Just
they love that.
Peace and quiet.
Peace and quiet, I guess. But they love all the gifts. They love everything they're going to get. And I've never heard of a mother that the tiniest gift to the biggest one, that they weren't just in love with it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, whether it's handmade, like kids, they'll hand make something out of like construction paper or things like that, and then that's the kind of thing that mom ends up putting like in a box or saving or something like that. Yeah,
that's right.
But I had no idea there were so many facial gadgets.
Oh, there is. Oh my gosh, it's going to stop the wrinkles. It's going to do all this to your face. It's going to do miracles, folks. I mean, it's all on the internet. I think there was 10 things, and they were all brand new things I'd never heard of in my life. Yes, they're all for your hands, your face, your feet. They're all electronic, and they're the latest and the greatest.
Yeah.
So
I'm not saying, but I won't drop any names, but they should probably make some of those for fathers as well.
That's right. Fathers need them too. There's no joke. Nowadays, men spend about as much as a woman on a lot of new gadgets. They do.
Oh, yeah.
And, they make things for men's skin, for under their chin, everything in the world. It's a new day. This is not the old-timey way. America is very modern now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've come a long way, let me tell you. This is not the 60s, the 70s, or even the 80s.
Yeah.
This is the most modern world, I think, that we're ever going to have. I know it'll get more modern, but I don't think we're going to be here to see that.
No, I don't think we will. maybe we'll have, like, flying cars and all that, like the Jetsons. That would be really cool. Wow. Oh, my. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
Where are we right now with policies and things like that? Let's go ahead and start out. What's the general landscape like? What's the temperature? What's the
new
stuff?
Well, we closed three policies. We've got about four more to close. We're trying to get those closed. We're bidding on things. We don't have enough things to bid on. We've asked people to send more things for us to bid on. We've got the time. We have the money. And we just need some more things to bid on. We've got two policies that have not paid yet. We're waiting for those. We're hoping to get the money in soon and get the people paid, because that's our job, to get that done as quickly as possible.
Wow. Good deal. So there's a lot of things
happening.
So
that's where we're at. There's a lot of things happening. We're busy as usual, doing the work for people. We heard from some people this week that had been with another company, and that hadn't been too good. It hadn't worked out too well. And they said, Faye, can we come back and put money with you?
You, of course, said no.
I remembered them from before.
Ah.
I mean, what can I say? Not a good fit, I'll put it that way,
Wow.
Sometimes things are not as rosy as people think. We've been in business a long, long time. We try to treat all of our clients fairly. We try to make them money. That's what we're here for. When they make money, we make money. So that's what we're doing. We're saving the money by getting them out of Bank of Utah. And I've said this last two or three weeks. Everybody said, Faye, why didn't you do it sooner? I didn't know we could, but we're almost through. I think we like seven policies getting everything transferred over. We're trying to get everything in. I didn't know it would be this big a job. I swear I didn't. I thought, we just transferred over, open a new account. But in order to open a new account, we have to have new paperwork, new beneficiaries. If it's a his and her, if it's a custodial account, we have to do one thing. If they have IRAs, we have to do something else. If they've got both, it's just double the paperwork. And then all the clients have to sign off on this. And we can't do it all. They have to sign for the new accounts. So it has been really a work in progress.
Wow. There's a lot of moving parts and some participation has to happen. It's not just a strict transfer. People do have
That's
to kind
right.
of get involved.
A lot of participation. And a lot of people call, I see my cash got there, but my policies aren't there yet. And we're having to send them a note saying, yes, we know the policies haven't arrived because you've got to sign all this before it'll show up. But we're getting close. More and more people are seeing their policies in their accounts now. A lot of people have gotten in the new policies that we have. They're all really low premium. The premium is less than 1% on every one of them.
Wow.
So that's a blessing right there. We had a lot of blessings. We also had a client that his wife passed away, and our thoughts and prayers are with that family. They've been a client for quite a while. We didn't know his wife was ill, and he never had really talked about it or told us. And then he told us right here at the last that she was real sick, and she did pass away. So we've had an awful lot of clients. Seems like to me 5 or 6 passed away this last year. So it's always shocking to me, when we're not expecting a client to pass away, and they do. And most of them have passed away from cancer. That's the sad part.
Wow.
And none of them discovered it in time to do anything about it.
Jeez.
I mean, especially men. They work every day. They're always at work. If there's something wrong, they don't realize it. This man was having headaches, but he just thought it would go away. He was taking stuff for it. He finally went to the doctor. He had brain cancer, and he had a very short time. I mean, very short. And he was a great client. We'd had him a long, long time. I think he'd been with us since about 2014. And, you know, his wife just came to us and said, you know, he trusted y'all. Just go on doing whatever you do. Make us money, and that's it.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so we've taken over that account, and we're managing it for the family. But, you know, it's always shocking when you lose some clients because you expect them to outlive us. I expect them to outlive me, but that's not happening right now. So anyway, everybody that has policies, you know, if they're asking for updates, we're updating. If they're waiting for LAs, we're getting those. We're doing a lot of things right now. We're really, really busy helping clients. I've done some annuities for several clients this week that have everything with us. But they wanted annuities to leave to other people. And we have a lot of wealthy clients that they do this. And I don't know if you've thought about this, but you can take out an annuity. And if you've got four or five, six people you want to leave money to, you take out an annuity and name them as your beneficiaries. So when you pass away, they're going to get their money right then. And it's separate from the rest of your estate. It's not in your will. It's not in anything else. It's a direct gift because the annuity speaks for itself. And the annuity says this, this, and this goes to these people. It's a direct gift. They get it in about 15 days, and there's nothing ever contested. It's a good way to make a gift to someone that you want to leave money to.
Boy, I'd never thought of that before.
Yeah, they can take it in a lump sum, or they can take a payout. If it's someone that doesn't have a great deal of money, they may need it as income, and they can take this as income over 10, 20 years. Also, if you have an annuity, there's no taxes till you take it out. So it's growing tax deferred all those years.
Really?
So that's, you know, that's something really good. Yeah, it's all tax deferred till you take it out. So the money grows faster if you're not being taxed every year.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a really good thing. So and annuities work so well. You know, I have over the years, last 20 years, lots and lots of clients have annuities. And it's worked for them. If the husband died, the wife got it, and she lived off the annuities. So there's just all kinds of things you can do with an annuity. They're the safest way of giving your money to your beneficiaries. Because lots of times people have his and her children. If they do, they can take an annuity and leave it direct to their children. Your husband can leave an annuity direct to his children. And there's never any fighting. There's never any contesting an annuity. By golly, an annuity says this person gets the money and they get it when you die. So there's not any of this, well, we're going to sue the estate. We want to do this. No, an annuity is separate. It's not going to be in your will. This is a separate contract completely.
Boy, I'd never thought about it.
That's a good thing.
Like either as a gift or as something that would not be included in the estate. I'd never, I don't know why. It's just that's really kind of eye-opening to hear it put like that.
Yeah, an annuity is separate. An annuity goes direct to the beneficiaries. There's no probate on it. It's not going to be a part of your probated estate. This is separate. It's out of the estate. That's why I recommend an annuity if you've got his and her kids, or if you just want to be sure somebody's going to get something. You don't want it held up. You don't want them to have to go through probate of your estate. You just give them an annuity. It goes direct to them. I had a client several years ago that had some large annuities, like $700,000-$800,000, and she had several people she wanted it to go to. We just sent in the death claim. The checks were sent out to the different people, and that's all there was to it. I mean, in 15 days, they all had their money.
Wow.
And all we had to do was send the certified death certificate in, and they started working on it immediately. They knew who the beneficiaries were, and they got their money. So I heavily recommend annuities if you want it out of your estate. You don't want it to go through probate. It may be a niece. It might be a granddaughter you want to give separate money to. You put it in an annuity, and they will get it right away. Now then, let's say there's somebody that would spend all this at one time. You can put in the annuity that you wanted a payout, that you don't want a lump sum, and that way they have to take a payout. So however you want that money dispersed, you put it inside your annuity. And then that person gets it. They're not going to come back and sue the annuity and say, oh, I want this or I want that. It's already set in stone. And later in life, if that person dies before you, you can add another beneficiary to it. You can always change your beneficiaries. That's one thing about annuity. You can change it to suit your needs at any time. But it is all tax deferred. It's the best way to grow your money for future people, you know, for your beneficiaries. So, as I said, I've done several of those this week for people that want to name some separate beneficiaries that are not a part of the other estate, and that's the way to do it.
So you can actually set up an annuity so that each person gets it. Say you want, you know, the first person you want them to get it, you know, not before they're 35, and so they would get it then, or they could get like yearly disbursements, or is all that kind of is that right? Am I hearing that right?
Yes, you can say it however you want to do it, and there is people. I know I've got one lady. She had a granddaughter that money meant nothing to her. And they did not want her to get, you know, cash up front. So they put it in the annuity where she has to take a payout over the next 10 years.
Wow.
And that's a safety feature. If you've got somebody that you know would just take the money and run, that can't take care of money. There is people that cannot take care of money. I've had men say their wives can't take care of money. They spend it all. So, you know, different people have different ways of working this out. But that's my recommendation. If you want to give somebody money direct and you want it done a separate way, grow that money inside an annuity. Annuity always makes good money. And remember, every time at the end of the year, whatever you've made on that annuity, it locks in. It's interest is locked in. It can never be taken away. It can never be reduced. It's not like in the stock market where, you know, every year they can – add money or they can take it back away from you. It's not that way. An annuity, you make the money, it's locked in, it's yours. It's just that's the way it is. And whoever you want to get this at the end of your life, that's the way it works. I have one elderly couple been with me for probably 12 years. Him, his wife, each one had annuities. They had IRAs with me, and she got very, very sick. But he was going to take her out of her annuity. She passed away before this could happen. So then he inherited her IRA. So now he has his IRA and he has an inherited IRA from her. And then these will go to their children when he passes away. The inherited IRA will pass over to another generation.
Wow.
Yes. So I have a lot of people with annuities that have had them for years. They've paid well. They've still got them. That's one thing about annuities. If it's a good annuity, you're going to keep it. It's going to work for you. And these companies have worked well. I've got one lady in Amarillo. They've been with me a long time, her and her husband. And they set up their grandchildren with annuities to go to college. And so when they set these up years ago, they were still in high school. And they set it up where they could draw money every year out of the annuity for college.
Really?
And so those annuities paid off that way. And I just got a statement on those kids the other day, and they've still got their annuities. They're still drawing on them, by the way.
Wow. That's a great idea.
It's been quite a long time. So if you've got grandchildren, you want to go to college, and you want to be sure that this money is spent right, you do an annuity and mark it for college, and you can do that. And annuities can be drawn down for college. There's all kinds of ways to do things with annuities. And I don't think we talk about that enough, about what all you can do with annuity and how well it works.
Yeah. Wow, we don't.
And then if you have somebody you don't want to get any money from, you, let's say you've got somebody you want to not put in. You put the others in the annuity, you leave that person out completely.
Wow.
You don't have to give them money if you don't want to. A lot of people don't realize that. And
there's no contesting.
If they're bad, no. An annuity works like it's written. Only the people that are listed are going to get it.
Wow.
Anybody that is not listed, they're not going to get anything. I have one client that had her nephews on the annuities, and it was a lot of money. And she came to me and she said, "Faye, I want to change it." I said, "Why?" She said, "You know, they don't need my money." She said, "They've been going to Europe and doing all this." She said, "I don't want them to get a dime." Well, I didn't realize I forgot we changed it. When she died, these nephews came and said, "Well, how much are we getting?" And I went and looked the annuity up again. And I go, "Oh my gosh, she took them out. They're not even in it." So then I had to tell them. I said, "I'm sorry, she changed her mind." And they were just, oh my.
Oh boy.
They were upset to think that she would have changed her mind and they weren't getting all that money. Her estate went to charity. It did not go to the children of her brother.
And you had to break the news to them too.
I did.
Oh boy.
And people weren't happy. Yeah. I got a lot of calls.
Yeah, I'm sure. Boy, I tell you.
I did.
Man, I'd never thought about setting up an annuity to pay for college before.
Yes, you can do that. And you can actually draw it down for college. And it's a special provision in annuity where you can go ahead and start taking it for college. But there's only certain things you can take it out for that young. But college is one of them. So it does work. We've done it, you know, as I said, for several families. They were very wealthy. They wanted to do this for their grandchildren separately out of their estate where they could start drawing it now. And after they've done all this, I don't know if they're in any of the other estate or not. I don't think so. I think that's all the grandchildren will get. But my gosh, they got a college education out of them.
Yeah, really? Wow. And that's expensive these days.
It's very expensive these days. So it was a great gift. And as I said, they gave it over 10 years ago, and they're out of college now, but they didn't use all their annuity. They're still drawing on the annuity, and they're grown now, and that's a great thing, that this annuity is still paying off for them and still working, you know? And I recommend highly, if you've got grandchildren, that you don't want them to just take the money and spend it and never go to college, put it in an annuity. They can only draw so much a year.
Wow.
You know, for college.
Are there any kind of a, like how would it work? Would they just draw it out themselves, or does a certain amount go?
Yes, they can draw it out, but there's a limit. You can draw just so much a year for college tuition. Or one of them went to a work college. What do you call that?
I know what you mean.
When it's not a regular college. Where you learn to do things.
Like a trade type of thing.
A trade school. Trade school. Also, they were able to draw it out for trade school, too.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
What about, how secure is it? How conservative is it? How, you know, I assume when you set it up, it's individual from the stock market, right? An annuity.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So that
when you've got an annuity... it makes money every year. It follows the stock market. It follows. It's never in the stock market directly. That's why it's safe. Your money is always guaranteed, and your interest, as I said, it's locked in every year. So whatever interest you make, they lock it in. When you get your statement, you can see what you've made every year.
Wow. That's genius. That's a great idea. Do a lot of people do that? Whether it's
not as many as they should. You know, doing things for their grandchildren or their children. But I do have a lot of people that have children that they don't trust with money, and they do annuities where they have to take a payout.
Wow. Man, I tell you what, I know because I know that there are people right now that are saying, my goodness, I'd never even thought of that before. That is a brilliant idea. I would expect you to get some calls this week, people wanting to know more about how to set something like that up. That's a great idea.
Yes.
Man.
And the other thing is, if a person has, let's say, a sick wife, a relative, you know, you may want to take out an annuity that will take care of them. And I always use this term lightly, and no one can take it away from them. If you have an annuity and that person is going to need care, they're going to need money to live on, they can draw out of that annuity every year. That's the nice thing about annuity. It's always going to be there. And you can take it every year, or you can take monthly. I have some people that have retired that they're taking theirs monthly. They're taking like $1,000 a month, you know, because they're in their 50s. They're taking $1,000 a month, and that's how much they need. And they can decide how much to put in an annuity and what they are going to need to live off of. You know, this is all can be predetermined. You do it in advance. You say, okay, I want $500,000 or $250,000 in annuity to draw off of, and then you just draw as you need it. And I've got a lot of people say, Faye, I won't need it for 2 or 3 years. Well, it's growing all that time, and it's growing tax-deferred. So it grows faster tax-deferred. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, no doubt. Are there any kind of requirements to set up an annuity? What?
Yes, it's just like anything else. You debt to cash, we check that. You can't be in debt over your head and not having money. You have to have extra money. They have to see that you have the money to do this, that it's not going to affect your life, you know, that you still have living expenses, you still have plenty of money in the bank. That's going to be some of the questions it's asked. So we know right away if everything's okay. And I've only had one person all these years that did not qualify.
Wow.
And the others have always qualified, because usually you can tell, you know, how much money a person's got, you know, what their assets are, and you know if it'll be all right or not.
Wow. That's a great idea.
Yes.
That's just this is really eye opening this morning. I'm really glad you brought that up. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are probably going to be seriously thinking about, you know, something like this going forward, especially since we don't talk about annuities very often. This is
we
really
don't,
big.
And we should talk about it more often.
Yeah.
Because they do a lot of good.
Yeah.
You know, annuities been around 150 years, and you can do them so many different ways. You know, you can say, okay, I want this to start this time, or, you know, we're going to start drawing it down, or we're going to take 10% a year, or we're not going to take anything. We're going to sit here and just let it draw interest, and we're going to leave it to the children or the grandchildren, and we're not going to take any of it personally. You can do that also.
Wow.
And let that thing just grow for 10 years. It'll be worth a lot of money then to hit 10.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things you can do. I have one client that I think we did 6 annuities. And at the end of their life, it was worth a lot of money.
Wow.
They came to me and they said, we're tired of the stock market. And she said, I'm going to take my half of the money out of our estate and put it in annuities. And her husband said, I'm going to stay with the stock market. We said, fine. And over the years, then she and I were talking to him all the time. Finally, he just said, okay, girls, put my money in annuities too. And we did.
He had to say those 3 dreadful words, I was wrong.
That's right. That's what he said. And they had lost a lot of money. They lost almost $1 million in the stock market several years ago. And so she didn't want to take any chances. She didn't want any stock, didn't want to be involved with a broker, and didn't want to pay any fees. And she said, I'm going to do annuities, you know, where I'm not paying somebody. And that's what she did. She took care of it herself. And then every year she'd have me go and we'd look at it, see what she'd made. We went over her annuities every year of her life until she passed away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, $1 million. That's a hefty loss. Wow.
It was a heavy loss. And this was back several years ago. So you can imagine what it'd be worth today.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow, interesting. Yeah. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
And every Saturday morning around this time, we get into trivia. So what is our topic this morning?
Well, it was going to be Mother's Day, but you and I've sat here and talked about Mother's Day. We've talked about doing all that, haven't we? I think we opened the show with Mother's Day.
We did.
If I'm not mistaken. But we have one other thing we can talk about this morning for our trivia, and it is cute. You know all the Buc-ee's, how they're just all over Texas now, and they're huge. And, you know, they have the biggest car wash in Texas. They have 20 gas pumps on everyone. When you go in there, it's just like a feast. You know how big they are.
Oh, yeah.
Well, out in West Texas, they're always doing funny things. And we don't know who the artist was on it. He's anonymous. But he thought how funny it'd be. So he goes out in West Texas, out by Marfa. And he sets him up a little miniature Buc-ee's. And he calls it the tiniest Buc-ee's in West Texas. Everybody's talking about it. You can see it from the highway. It is adorable. And, of course, it's just a fake one. But he calls it the tiniest Buc-ee's in Texas. And it's got the little Buc-ee's logo on it. It says Buc-ee's. It doesn't open. But it's on private ranch land. So nobody can do anything about it. And everybody says, well, do you think Buc-ee's will sue over this little tiny Buc-ee's? the anonymous author said, he adds quickly, I assume the shift to e-commerce and higher gas prices probably forced it to close. And they're saying that they had to take the logo down. They had to take it out. But it was 20 miles east of Marathon, out there by Sanderson, and it just appeared in the desert. And so they started taking photos of the building, and on Instagram this week it started showing up. And artist Mark Tomlinson, he said he compared it to the tiny Target someone did years ago, and I didn't know about that one. They did a tiny Target 30 miles to the west, and everyone responded to that. And then the Prada, if you remember, they had that little Prada store outside of Marfa.
Oh, yeah.
And it was finally demolished, you know, in 2020 because the building was getting so old. And everybody hated to see it go. And they're hoping that a new artwork might appear. And they said, do you think that Buc-ee's is going to sue over that? And they said, well, you know, we have trespassing laws and the litigious nature of Buc-ee's. It's just a lighthearted jab at the self-important store. And it's a lighthearted jab at Walmart. And the artist said he's not coming forward. He doesn't want anyone to know who did it. Because they said, you know, Buc-ee's litigates everybody. Anybody turns use of its name. Said, why, just last year, the company sued a Texas gas station for the use of the name B-U-K-Y-S. And the logo was suspiciously similar to the real Buc-ee's. So they're really making jokes out of this and having a lot of fun with it. And they said, so what does a beaver think about it? And Buc-ee's just became aware of the art installation in West Texas. And the lawyer said, while we have not visited the site, we do wonder whether they're keeping up with Buc-ee's meticulous 24/7 bathroom cleaning standards.
Wow.
And everybody said, we're going to stop by and check the piece out on the next trip west. And everybody else celebrated and said, even if the structure doesn't actually sell beaver nuggets, smokers are gassed. The company has expanded in recent years. And they're wondering if they'll come out to West Texas and if they'll see the little bitty Buc-ee's and if they'll sue. And they took a picture of it at night. It's adorable. Over 3,000 people saw it online. So old Buc-ee's can't ignore it, you know. And so the wit and the humor of the sculpture. But it's thoroughly Texan style, over the top. Of course, Buc-ee's is the very picture of Lone Star excess. You know, rows and rows of gas pumps, large, huge bathrooms, the world's longest car wash. And they said, like Prada and Target Marathon before it, It should remain destined to be a pilgrimage site for the self-snapping masses.
Wow.
Even if it's just Instagram fodder, art appreciators seek a true reunification of culture might instead look to the ghost town of Lobos, where they have a mural by Mark Tomlinson of the Bucky's building. Keep the lonely places lonely.
Wow. It's hilarious.
Oh, can you imagine? Way out in West Texas, only in West Texas, would they make a miniature Bucky's and for the world to see and put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my gosh.
There's not much in Texas that brags about being the smallest.
That's right. This is the first time we've had a miniature Bucky's, because usually everything's bigger and better in Texas for the world to see. But I don't think they're going to be able to sue over this. You know, it's on private branch land property. And but everybody is laughing about it this week. Everybody's talking about it. And that's what the artist wanted. He wanted to get everybody talking about the little tiny building that he created. But nobody knows who it was. He's not going to come forward.
Yeah, I don't blame them. You can't be sued.
Yeah, he did a target one. If they don't know who did it.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing. Every once in a while, they should do a little pop-up like this.
Neat. And you said he did a target?
I thought that was so cute. Oh, yeah, he did a little target, but marathon. probably about the size of the Bucky's, and everybody was talking about it. I mean, you know, oh, my gosh. Now, Target people didn't object. They didn't say anything nasty or try to take it down. And they left it there for a while. And now this one, they've already taken the logo off because they didn't want to get sued. I wouldn't have taken the logo off. I'd have left the little beaver up there. You know, because it was just too cute and too funny.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I wonder what's next. Because I'm sure this is now going to be a thing. There's going to have to be more.
Oh, it is. Now the artists are going to go out there and put something up, you know, and have fun with it. Because that's what they should be doing.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun deal, and I think it's a great deal. But I'm taking if I was out there, I'd be taking a picture of it, I can assure you.
It's going viral.
It is, and everybody's seen it on Instagram. They're all talking about it, and only in Texas could you do something this fun.
Yeah, man, I really wish, and I know he can't, but I really wish the artist would come forward, because I'd really love to see what else
they do. Yeah, you'd like to talk to him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of artists out there in Big Bend and West Texas. You know, they do a lot of stuff. They do murals on buildings. They do everything. And one of them, everybody out there probably really knows who did it. I don't know.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, they probably figured out who did it. I'm sure he did it at night. But he might have had some help, too.
I don't know. He might have. There may be a couple of people involved. Boy, wouldn't that be a shock?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It would be. I think it probably is. Probably somebody helped him do it.
Yeah.
You know,
well, to get it done, I guess probably that because if it took like 6 or 8 or 10 weeks to create this thing, you'd see it in stages and people would be watching it and things like that. But it sounds like it almost pretty much went up almost overnight. And so, you know, kind of like a thief in the night. You're kind of in and then you're out under the cloak of darkness. And then the next morning, here's this thing. And people are like, what?
That's right. I think he did it overnight. I think he went up there at night, put it up, and then somebody announced the next morning, look, here, you know, here's this little miniature Bucky.
Miniature Bucky's pops up out of nowhere, and all of a sudden, I wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah, and what can they say? I don't believe they can sue over something like that. It would be really crass of them to sue, you know, something that funny.
It would not be good in the eyes of public opinion. That's for sure.
No, public opinion would certainly be against them. I can tell you that, because it's just too cute and too funny, and they should just get a life.
There you go. You know? Words from Faye
Bagby. That's it.
Just get a life.
From Faye Bagby, by golly. It's too cute. And, you got to have a sense of humor.
You really do.
And those people, they don't have much of a sense of humor, by the way.
No. No, they sue over everything you said, right?
No, they do. Little old gas station, they thought, had the Bucky Beaver on it. And it wasn't even spelt the same. They sued them.
Did they win?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I don't know if I
don't remember. I will have to look that up and I'll tell you. Yeah. But when you're that big, you've got to have a little sense of fun.
You do. You do, because it gets people. The other thing is it gets people talking about you. It gets people, and
that's right. They're going to be talking about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's the biggest publicity you could have. Free publicity right there.
Yeah. Man. And if they're talking about you in a fun way, my goodness, that's fantastic. That's a great thing. Your name is you're literally trending, on social media.
That's exactly right. Man. Yeah. I mean, if people are talking about you, that's a good thing. And the name comes up, it's free, didn't cost you a doggone dime. and besides, Bucky should take it in stride and say, we want a picture of that also.
Yeah.
Have a little appreciation of good art. And they do a lot of good art down there around Sanderson, let me tell you.
I tell you, there's a lot of talented people.
Oh, they are very talented. I could do stories on all those guys all day long because they are good. They're good artists. And they have a lot of fun along the way. You know, when you live way out in West Texas, you got to have a little fun. Because there isn't anything out there, except desert. there's nothing out there.
Some of our resources are a little bit limited.
That's it. A little bit limited is right. They have little feed stores. They have a little bit of everything. And I think they just sit around and talk and say, why don't we do something for fun?
Yeah. Well, it's great. It would be really great if Bucky's got on board and embraced it and saw the humor in the fun. That would be really great for them.
That's right. I think so, too.
Now, this is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
I do want to circle back to annuities real quick because I just have a couple of quick questions, and they might be dumb questions. I don't know because we don't
there
talk
is
about
no it. Dumb questions.
Oh yeah, there is. You watch.
did I say that too quickly?
You might have wanted to wait. but say you set up an annuity. Say you want to set up an annuity for children when they turn 18, and then all of a sudden, say I set it up today, and then they turn 18, in June. How soon could somebody start drawing from an annuity? Is there a certain? Do you have to wait a year or 10 years or specify, or how does it work?
Well, for children, the only way they can start that young, if you're not dead or anything, is if it's for college or something worthwhile like that. Most annuities are meant for when you have already passed away. That's what we set them up for. So you set your beneficiaries up to draw this after you passed away, unless it's for college or something like that. That's if it's in your name. Now then you can change it. If you want to set up an annuity where they can start drawing it, then you have to put it in their name if you're going to let them draw it right now.
Mm.
In other words, if you're saying, they let's say that they're unable to work, and you say, I want to set up an annuity for them to start drawing now to draw the next 20 years. You can do that.
Wow.
Okay?
Okay. All right.
So you can do it that way. But if most annuities, if you're setting up as your beneficiary, but if you want them to draw it now for anything, you need to put it in their name.
Okay.
And
they could draw from it like right away, I would assume?
Yes, they could. Yes, uh-huh.
And
yes, if it's in their name, they can draw it starting at the end of 1 year.
Wow. Okay. All right. Cool. But a lot of people do set them up for, but not as many, for like education or, you know, things like that. There's a purpose behind it.
Yes, they do. Wow. Right. Lots of times it is a purpose. They want them to be able to take just a small amount. They don't want them to be able to take it in a lump sum.
Are there?
And they will set it up that way where they can only take so much a year, maybe for 10 years.
Mm. Okay. Interesting. Are there other, what other things could people technically set up an annuity for besides college or education or like a gift?
Okay. There's a lot of things you can do. If let's say that, well, I'm trying to think the other things that you could use an annuity for. Let's say you had somebody that needed a loan. Okay. Mm. And you could say, okay, I'll put up this annuity for you. You could do that.
Oh.
There's a lot of things you can do with an annuity because it's very valuable. That's actual cash in that annuity. So, you know, it has a large cash value. Let's say if you've got $100,000 in it, it's worth $100,000 plus the interest it's accumulated.
So if somebody say the children were going to get married, and so the son is going to marry his bride, and say you wanted to set up an annuity maybe to make their house payment for the next several years, could you do something like that?
Yes, you could. You could say, okay, I'm going to give an annuity that will pay you this much a year, and this is for your house payment.
Cool. Wow.
And let's say they're going to college. And so you said, okay, here's an annuity, and you can live on this annuity while you're going to college.
Wow.
Yes. And so that way they would have money every year or monthly. They would probably want it monthly. And you'd say, okay, here's an annuity. It's paid up. And every month you can take this much out of your annuity to pay your bills while you're going to college and getting your education. And they're already married. So they're going to need that money monthly to live on.
Okay. And then the last question.
So you can do that.
So if it's worth $100,000, you'd get $100,000 plus the interest that it accrues. How is the growth of the annuity or the value of the annuity affected as people draw from it? So like as you take out.
Okay. It depends what it's making per year. If it's making 8%, and you're taking 10% out, it's going to have a 2% withdrawal. But let's say that it made 10 to 11%, there wouldn't be any negative ever. And it could be that some years maybe the annuity didn't make anything, and that can happen. But usually annuity makes good solid money year after year after year, because I just got a 10-year deal on what the annuities made the last 10 years. And there was only 1 year it didn't make any money. And the rest of the years it did, made, you know, 7 to 11%.
Oh, wow.
So usually you take 10% a year out of annuity.
Okay. That'll kind of keep it status quo.
That's right. It will. It'll keep it steady all those years. And you're not going to get into your principal. You're just going to be drawing your interest out.
Cool.
As long as you keep, if you're just doing the interest, in 10 years, you're still going to have the money you started with.
Okay. Yeah. Neat.
All right. Plus, you've just taken the interest out. Yes.
Boy, I have a feeling we could probably talk about annuities for hours. Wow.
That's right. Because they do their job. You know, they're conservative. They do their job. As I said, if you're not drawing, it's all tax deferred until you take it out.
Wow.
So there's lots of things you can do with an annuity. You can't do with anything else. If you've got a CD in the bank, you have to pay tax on it, even though it's not making anything. If it ever made anything, you would have to pay tax on it.
Wow. Man, this has opened up a whole new area of opportunity for I'd be willing to bet you get some calls this week about annuities, because this is really good information that we haven't really gotten into before. Man.
And I don't know why we didn't. I just thought about it this morning, and because I'd done some annuities this week and thought about all the advantages, you know, of doing an annuity.
Wow. That's
and
great.
As I said, when you have somebody you want to leave money to and they're not related to you, you're leaving them out of your estate and you're just putting them in an annuity, they'll get their money separately from the people in your estate. So that's a good thing.
Cool. All right. Well, this is really good stuff. So I assume and obviously there's so many different scenarios, people would want to come and talk to you individually about different things you could do with annuities.
Absolutely.
Assume you have some availability this week if people want to come talk.
That's right. We will talk to them, do something for them, and get it started.
Cool. And happy Mother's Day, by the way, tomorrow. Enjoy the celebration.
Thank you.
And one last time,
Faye,
for people to call you, what is your phone number?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. Our website is AmericanFinancialMidland.com.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold. This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.